Emeritus Professor Judy Atkinson is a Jimin, Bundjalung Aboriginal Australian woman who's also Anglo-Celtic and of German heritage. She holds a BA from the University of Canberra, PhD from Queensland University of Technology, and is also a graduate of the Harvard University Course Program for Refugee Trauma, Global Mental Health Trauma and Recovery. Trauma Trails, Recreating Songlines, The Transgenerational Effects of Trauma in Indigenous Australia, is a book she's written which pioneers trauma-informed healing in Indigenous communities. Rob Osborne has more.
Professor Atkinson was recently a special guest at the annual Renew Fest at Mullumbimby in the Northern Rivers area of New South Wales. She was interviewed on stage by Darren McElroy, the host of Bay FM's Wirrachin Indigenous Music and Culture Show. Here she is responding to his question about the origins of her book.
In Cape York, a little child was raped one day, and that particular thing changed my life because I saw the inaction and the racism within government towards Aboriginal children, Aboriginal communities, Aboriginal people. So I was asked, invited to do a PhD. That then gave me a sense of not just the violence that I was watching and seeing and trying to make sense of, but the trauma that contributed to that. So I started to map what I call trauma trails, movement across country away from massacres, the extensive government surveillance. More particularly, however, the cover-up of sexual violence by people who'd gone into communities as, a mechanic or a school principal or even a clergy.
The We Are Lee Project was established on the principle of a culturally informed, trauma-integrated healing approach. Professor Atkinson explains.
We is fire and a Lee is water in Wapabara language. Fire and water, anger and grief. So it started in 1993 when I was sitting around thinking about doing my PhD, and the Wapabara people were there and the Gungaloo people were there, and we were talking about what we could do, and then somebody gave us this name, We Are Lee. It runs a whole lot of programs all around issues of dididi, self-care, caring for self, caring for others, recreating the circle of well-being, walking the circle of well-being from spirituality to environment to relationships to emotions to physical body to stress to life purpose, and then a range of other possibilities. In fact, it's built on the master's course I ran at Southern Cross University.
Her philosophy and approach are receiving wider recognition, with a new academic course in development.
Bachelor College, Bachelor Institute, as part of Charles Darwin University, is in negotiation with us. We have now a commitment from them that we will be putting into place a Masters of Indigenous Therapies Healing Practices. So we're in the process of getting that into place, and it's a deliberate process of getting Indigenous healing practices into place so we've got hands-on skills to work with our communities. We've been asked to do some training now with medical graduates because they haven't been skilled up on trauma. They think it's over there with psychologists and psychiatrists.
Imprisonment and criminalisation are a major source of trauma for young First Nations kids. Indigenous kids make up only 6% of all 10 to 17-year-olds in Australia, but they are 50% of the juvenile detention population. Of all 10-year-olds currently in jail, around 80% are Aboriginal children. The age of criminal responsibility in Australia remains 10 years of age, despite determined efforts to persuade governments that the age should be raised to a minimum of 14 years. Professor Atkinson again.
I don't know any other country who has that determination that kids can be sent down. So the system at every level is failing children in Australia. Now, when I say that, I'm saying those kids who are coming out of very difficult situations, and violence in the home, marginalised situations. So it's not just Aboriginal kids, but I want to keep focusing on Aboriginal kids. Yeah. I can actually show you the data. The data is people. I can show you the information where too many Aboriginal kids are targeted.
Study after study has shown that contact with the criminal justice system at a young age can do lasting damage to children, their families and communities. Professor Atkinson offers this personal anecdote to illustrate the pathway from juvenile criminalisation to adult prison and the trauma that is generated in this process.
So we had a young fella who, we heard him, he'd moved from the school I was to go to another school, and then one morning we heard his voice and he was running and yelling at the same time. And the police came in, the whole SWAT cars came in, and he ran into the school and he was yelling out, "I didn't do it, I didn't do it." Anyway, they did arrest him. They put him in the paddy wagon and they took him away. And then some teachers from the other school came over and said, what's going on? And they said, oh, he was throwing rocks. And this senior teacher said, oh, wait a minute, I saw what happened. They were throwing rocks at him. But then the young fella, in his distressed state, took off, went to another place where he's got some other family members. And when he came back 6 months later, he'd got heavily into the drugs. That's a pathway into juvenile detention and then on to prison.
Emeritus Professor Judy Atkinson, ending that report from Rob Osborne.